Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I love that line from the late, great Joe Cocker. This ain't no place for losers. It's a full-time job. If you're a small business owner, that's what that means. That's some words to live by, isn't it, my friends? You're nodding your head. I can see you. This ain't no place for losers. It's a full-time job. No hill for a climber, right? If you're going to make it, you got to make it. And you got to suck it up and deal with it. It's the hardest job. Being a small business owner is the hardest job in the world. Welcome back, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I love being a small business owner. I bet you do, too. I don't always love my small business. Now, see, that's different, isn't it? Loving your small business and loving being a small business owner are often not the same thing, right? As you've heard me say before, you know, you may love being a parent the same day you don't love your teenager. The same day you don't like your teenager. You always love them. But you love being a parent, but you don't necessarily like your teenager today. And so it's the same way with small businesses. I want to talk about the survey we did last week. At the end of the week about Mother's Day, and I haven't talked about this yet. We ask you about Mother's Day, with Mother's Day coming up. How did your mother influence your life? We asked that question. 24% of you said my mother was the most influential parent in my life. One out of four of our respondents said their mother was the most influential parent in their life. A little over half said my mother was very influential in my life. About one-eighth of you said my mother was only somewhat influential in my life, about 16%. And only 5% said my mother was not a factor in my life. So, that could be a lot of different reasons for that. But 80%, almost 80% said their mother was the most influential or very influential in their life. And, that was good to see. You know, and I used the word influence in the question. How much did your mother influence your life? Because I thought that was the appropriate word. I used it intentionally, because I've never doubted my mother's abundant love, but it obviously influenced my life. But some of the ways that she influenced me, besides love, and of course she influenced me, she did the things that she did because she loved me, but they resulted in influence, in influencing me. How did her love manifest its influence? Right? That's kind of what we're trying to find out. And when I think about how my mother influenced me, it was partly how she showed up. Every day, day after day, she showed up. Now, sometimes I didn't like the way she showed up, but with that tough love thing, but she showed up. And she, her work ethic. There was a time when I was a kid, when my mother had a 10-year perfect attendance span with 5 children. Think about that. Now, of course, that helped. Part of that taught us self-reliance, right? We had to all be kind of self-reliant. But yet still, our mother was very much part of our world. And simultaneous with that, she demonstrated a work ethic. That influenced me. And then there were other times when she did things that there was some things that she did for me that I didn't even know she was doing at the time because I was too little. But some of the things she did for me were Herculean. and those things influenced my life. And of course, there were times when my definition, when love wasn't exactly in my definition of how she influenced me, if you know what I mean. I think you do. Back to that tough love thing. So I hope all of our mothers had a happy Mother's Day, and that you gave us life. You loved us even when we weren't lovable. And there are some other ladies out there that I'd like to mention. In my life, these ladies are all mothers. They all had their own children. But these ladies weren't my biological mothers. And maybe you had people like this in your life who weren't your biological mothers, but they chose to love me. They may have chosen to love you. They chose to love and care about us anyway. See, in my world, in my life, my mother, Virginia, who just turned 91, was a very important influence in my life. But also, on this Mother's Day, I thought about, and I often still think about, what I consider to be three ladies who were no less than my guardian angels. These were all aunts, three aunts that I had. And they were my guardian angels, Kathleen, Reba, and Addie. And now, they're real angels. And not just my guardian angels, they're real angels. And I think about them a lot. Still have my mother. And if you do, if you still have your mother, spend some time with her. Let her tell you stories. That's what we need to do with our parents while they still can. Let them tell you stories. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.